Egyptian security forces are combing the mountainous terrain in the Sinai Peninsula in search of 13 alleged Hezbollah agents who were reportedly planning attacks on Israeli tourists. The Sinai coastal region from the Israeli border, including the Red Sea resort towns of Taba and Nueva, are popular destinations for Israelis. An Israeli man was reportedly stabbed in Nueva by a Libyan worker Monday. Top Egyptian security officials indicated last week that they had arrested and were interrogating suspects with alleged ties to a Hezbollah terror cell believed to be operating inside the country. Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah confirmed that one of those arrested, thought to be a ringleader, belonged to his group, but he denied planning attacks inside Egypt. Egyptian police say the 49 suspects include Lebanese, Palestinians, Syrians, Sudanese, and Egyptians. Sheikh Nasrallah sparked a row with Egypt in January when he accused President Hosni Mubarak of giving Israel a green light to attack Gaza. He also told Egypt, in his words, to go to hell during a speech Friday. The Egyptian press, quoting Prime Minister Ahmed Nazif, ran the banner headline Monday, "Egyptian security is a red line which must not be crossed." Egyptian political commentator Abdelmunem Said of the Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies accused Nasrallah of smuggling arms into Egypt from Sudan. He says that Nasrallah is pretending that all he was doing was sending arms and supplies to Hamas in Gaza, which in and of itself is illegal. But the truth lies elsewhere, he argues. Why create cells in the Red Sea area, in Suez, or in Upper Egypt? It's all tied to the smuggling of arms from Sudan into Egypt. Unconfirmed reports say Israel bombed a convoy of 17 trucks loaded with arms near the Sudanese town of Port Sudan in January. The trucks were allegedly carrying munitions from Iran via Sudan to be smuggled into Egypt and on to Gaza. Paul Salem, who heads the Beirut-based Carnegie Center for Peace in the Middle East, thinks that Egyptian accusations against Hezbollah are part of a regional clash between moderate Arab states, including Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and Iran, which backs Hezbollah.
It's a rather serious accusation that puts Hezbollah in a fairly hot seat, and I think it also puts Iran in a fairly hot seat. It comes at a significant time in the sense that we are seeing a serious rapprochement between the so-called Arab moderates with Syria and the Egyptians and Syrian as well. At the same time, we see an escalation between Egypt and Iran, with Hezbollah being the proxy.
Salem notes that Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal lambasted Iran during a recent speech, indicating the country was a threat to the region. At the same time, the Saudis and other Arab states are reaching out to Syria in hopes of driving a wedge between Damascus and Iran. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.